The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to Top 5 Express, where we list, quantify, and rank things in the list show that's stronger than dirt. I'm Bruce Otter, and today we look at the top 5 episodes of Avatar: The Last Airbender. Avatar was simply one of the best TV shows of the 2000s. It ran 3 seasons, 61 total episodes from 2005 to 2008. In an era with shows like Lost and Battlestar Galactica that had deep mythologies, extensive world building, long character arcs, and conclusions that left you a little unsatisfied, Avatar: The Last Airbender actually delivered. It was a show with a clear vision, a fully realized world, and a conclusion that left you in tears. Not because it was terrible, but because it was so good. It makes picking the 5 best episodes very difficult. I disqualified the 4-part series finale, Sozin's Comet, because those episodes should really be viewed as a single feature-length episode anyway. They tie up most of the loose ends from the show, plus I didn't want to use up all my slots on the finale. With that in mind, I give you the top 5 episodes of Avatar: The Last Airbender. Number 5, The Siege of the North, Book 1, Water, Episode 20. The first season finale wraps up our first book, Water, and gives us several great character moments from all of the principal characters to this point. We see Iroh struggle against his feelings about what is right and his desire to help Zuko. Zuko struggles with his desire to please his father and confront his failing to capture Aang. We get our first real indication of the level of power the Avatar is capable of, as Aang enters the Avatar state, merges with the Ocean Spirit, and absolutely devastates the Fire Nation fleet. Katara and Sokka prove themselves to their nation, the Avatar and his cause. We learn about the spirit world and its importance to the Avatar's world. At the end, Katara and Aang are waterbending masters, and we get a cliffhanger glimpse at Azula, who would prove to be the craziest, nastiest nemesis Aang and company could possibly hope for. Number 4. Sokka's Master, Book 3, Fire, Episode 4. Sokka was frequently the comic relief on Avatar, and this fact eventually made its way into his character and even how his peers looked at him. Sokka often felt at a disadvantage due to his lack of bending skills, even though he was the most strategically and scientifically minded member of the group. He was also more than competent in a fight. In this third season episode, those feelings of inadequacy drive him to seek a master. This is a fantastic character piece for Sokka as he embraces humility and patience, understanding that there is always something to learn. He takes lessons from Pian Dao, a master swordsman, elevating his combat skills, learning observation through calligraphy, and putting himself on the path he will take as a great leader toward the series finale. We also get a subplot of Iroh in prison as he plots his escape while pretending to be a broken man, and some additional knowledge about the White Lotus. Number 3. Tales of Ba Sing Se, Book 2, Earth, Episode 15. This episode is presented anthology style with 6 very short stories of our heroes in the massive city of Ba Sing Se, written by various scribes of the show. Many of these short tales pack as much characterization and punch as full-length episodes. At a season and a half into the series, we are familiar enough with the featured characters that these brief shots need little setup to pull us in. We see Sokka get into a rap battle of sorts with a haiku instructor. Aang attempts to build a zoo with mixed results. Zuko attempts a bit of inept normalcy by going on a date set up by his uncle Iroh. Toph and Katara have a day out, and we get a very rare glimpse of Toph's softer side. We see Momo the lemur turn enemies into friends when he and a group of potential predators are captured by a butcher. Momo sets them free, and they in turn help him. And in the best of these mini-episodes, we see Iroh help several citizens of the city with his great wisdom, only to see him crying in regret on the anniversary of the death of his son, whom he feels he let down. This portion was also dedicated to Mako Iwamatsu, the wonderful actor who voiced Iroh and who had died around the time of this episode's air date. Number 2. Appa's Lost Days, Book 2, Earth, Episode 16. The fact that the last airbender managed to turn Momo, a flying lemur, and Appa, a flying bison, into fully realized characters is a testament to the quality of this show. They were two of Aang's most important companions, and their moments together are some of my favorites on the show. In Season 2, Episode 10, The Library, 6 episodes prior to this one, Appa is taken and missing. Appa's Lost Days recounts the missing time and sets up the reunion between Aang and his lifelong companion. We see examples of great cruelty where Appa is sold and ends up in a circus. We also see great kindness as a young boy who resembles Aang sets him free. We are reminded that Appa is very smart, but still an animal. We see a lot of the Avatar's world while Appa searches for Aang, including a story-advancing confrontation between Azula and the Kyoshi warriors. Appa's Lost Days won an award from the Humane Society for its portrayal of inhumane animal captivity and cruelty. You can't help but well up a bit watching this one. My daughter hates this episode because it's so emotionally wrenching. And the number one best episode of Avatar The Last Airbender is The Avatar and the Fire Lord, Book 3, Fire, Episode 6. Avatar The Last Airbender is as much Prince Zuko's journey as it is Aang's. The Avatar and the Fire Lord gives us a flashback tale told partly to Aang through his connection to the previous Avatar, Roku, and to Zuko through some letters and correspondence of his great-grandfather, Fire Lord Sozin. It's the tale of how the 100-year war begins, and is a masterful piece of world-building, giving us answers to some long-standing questions at this point in the series. This episode represents a watershed moment for Zuko, where he realizes he's much closer to the Avatar than he could have imagined, when his maternal grandfather is revealed to be Avatar Roku. Through the same tale, Aang learns the important lesson that the Fire Nation is not inherently evil, that his predecessor, as the Avatar, came from the Fire Nation, but still worked to bring the world to balance. This episode sets up the eventual reconciliation of Zuko and Aang, their partnership, and the resolution of the 100-year war, a turning point episode for two key characters in the series that sets up the magnificent four-part series finale, Sozin's Comet. There you have it, the top five episodes of Avatar The Last Airbender. Have your own list, additions, subtractions, or contradictions? Let me know on Twitter. I'm at OtterDisaster, or in the comments at Majorspoilers.com. You can also read my pop culture-inspired comics on Mondays and Wednesdays at BrainTeaserComics.com. If you have any other questions or topics for future shows, or would like to sponsor an episode, send an email to podcast@Majorspoilers.com, and be sure to join the full crew in the next installment of Top 5.